Good afternoon, Blurs fans. I hope you guys are pumped up for this weekend's game. Missouri State comes into Chicago to take on our Loyola Chicago Ramblers for a battle for first place. On Podcast 63 this week, I'm going to be breaking down the matchup between the two teams previously and this matchup coming up on Sunday. I hope you guys are excited, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Podcast 63.
He jumps, he passes out to Hunter. Hunter shoots off the rim. Brown gets the score. It's over. It's over. We won. We won the ball game. Loyola won the ball game. Oh, we won 60-58.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode. We're going to jump right in here. Last time these two teams met up, it wasn't the best of games for Loyola. We did drop that one 70-35. That was definitely the most rough game this whole season. And I think the players are going to be really ready to take on another matchup against this Missouri State team. It was a pretty embarrassing loss. I mean, putting up 35 points is something that you probably should be embarrassed about, and I'm sure this team is. If you guys remember, the last time these two teams played was the first game that Loyola was playing without Lucas Williamson after he had come back for three games and re-injured himself in the Indiana State game. So this was the first game Loyola was playing without him for the second time. And I think that really showed in that performance. But this Missouri State roster, it is a pretty short roster, quite like ours. How we have a seven-man rotation for the most part. They have a six-man rotation. There's six guys that get consistent minutes and then two guys that are getting, you know, 5 to 8 minutes a game. So I'm going to break those down for you here. They have three guys who lead the team. They have a 6'8 junior forward, Da Silva, who is averaging 14.9 points per game. He most likely will be the newcomer of the year. That might not happen, but he has been super impressive in his first year with this Missouri State team. He leads them in points and rebounds. He has 7 rebounds a game. So he's a very important piece to this team. He is a very athletic forward. He gets up for rebounds. He's more of that typical stretch four. He's not really a center per se, but he does lead their team in rebounding and is very athletic. The other two guys are two guards who are second and third in the team's scoring average, respectively. Keandre Cook averages 13.2 points a game, and Jared Dixon averages 13.1 points a game. Both these guys are very skilled. They can drive to the hoop, shoot from three, hit the mid-range shot. Keandre Cook is a better three-point shooter. He is averaging 38.2%. From three-point range, but Jared Dixon can get it done too. They're both were very impressive against us last time out. If I remember correctly, Keandre Cook had 21 points, and both Dixon and Da Silva had 14. So they're definitely someone to keep your eyes on. Additionally, they have three other players that round out their rotation. The two that are in the starting lineup are Ryan Kreklow and Josh Webster, both guards. Both senior guards. Kreklow comes in at 6'4", and Webster comes in at 6'3". Kreklow is averaging 8 points a game, Webster 7.6. Webster is playing more than Kreklow is. Webster is averaging 5.2 assists per game. It's a very impressive number. He leads the team in assists and in steals per game at 1.2. So those are two guys that are senior leaders, I'm sure, on their team, and they're definitely going to not be as phased because they are seniors and they have experienced these types of games before. Kreklow is shooting 41.5% from three-point range. He's definitely someone to keep an eye on. You don't want him to get hot in an important game like this, whereas Webster is only shooting 22% from three. So forcing him to take bad shots from three-point range is something that the team should look into. Additionally, the last guy that plays a lot of minutes on this team is Jared Ritter. He's a freshman. He is averaging 5.6 points per game. He's playing about 20 minutes a game. And he is the sixth guy, their sixth man. He comes off the bench, and he does provide for them very, very interesting minutes. And he's someone to keep an eye on, not just this year and not just on Sunday, but for years to come in the Missouri Valley Conference. So that's kind of their roster. There are two other players, Kabir Muhammad, who does play a decent amount, and I think Darian Scott, who's their backup center, who does get around 8 minutes a game. But like I said before, you know, these are guys that aren't playing a whole lot, and you know, hopefully they don't have, if they have a big role on Sunday, then either something happened where Missouri State, you know, is in foul trouble, or they're having a really good game, and that means that is a bad thing for Loyola. So hopefully the two other guys who play minor minutes do not have good games. Additionally, as I mentioned before, we did drop the last contest, 70-35. Fewest points we scored in a few years in a conference game. It was a very impressive performance for Missouri State, not to take anything away from them. But there are just a few trends that I just don't see happening again. For example, Missouri State shot 63.4% from the field and shot 52% from three-point range. That's well over their season averages. For both categories, it's just under 20% higher than they typically shoot. So, for instance, like I said, they shot 63% from the field, whereas on the season they're only shooting 45% from the field. So, you know, they did have an impressive game. I'm sure that they watched tape and they tried to exploit things they found in Loyola's defense. But hopefully Loyola does the same thing. They watch film and they realize where they went wrong. And hopefully those numbers kind of average out. Maybe this next time out they're going to have a poor performance. Likewise with three-point percentage, shooting 52% from three is impressive. But when you're only shooting 35% for the season, then there's something, you know, a couple fell in that might not usually, or, you know, they were just hitting on threes that they haven't hit the rest of the season. On the other side of the ball, Loyola only shot 34% from the field that game, whereas they usually shoot on the season 50%, and their three-point percentage that game was 20%, and for the season they shoot just under 40%. So these are just some numbers. I know it's probably a lot of numbers. I apologize, I'm a math guy, but those are just some numbers to keep an eye on. And what that means is Loyola had a historically bad game in reference to the season they've had so far. And on the flip side, Missouri State had a game, one of the best games of the season, in comparison to their season stats. So hopefully this time out, the tides turn, and Loyola is able to capitalize on some things they did wrong in the last game, and likewise, Missouri State might not play as well or have as great of a performance or be as efficient as they did in the first time out. Additionally, Loyola had 14 turnovers in that game, and that's something we've talked on here before. Porter really likes that number to be under 10. And one of the most astounding numbers of that whole game was that as a team, Loyola only had 9 rebounds. That we do not lead the Missouri Valley Conference in rebounds, but to have 9 rebounds, for reference, someone who may not know a whole lot about college basketball, a team usually will have anywhere from 20 to 40 rebounds a game, depending on how many shots there are, how many shots miss. But to have 9 rebounds in a whole game, I mean, we've talked on here about having Cameron Crutwood get over 10 rebounds a game himself. And that's something he has done a lot. And I think the past 3 or 4 games has either gotten 10 or close to it being 9 or 8. And so that's just an astounding number that in one game they only secured 9 rebounds. So that's something to keep an eye on. We really need our guards to crash the boards. Missouri State is a taller team than us. Everyone on their rotation is 6'3 to 6'8. And for us, Clayton Custer is not that tall of a guy. He's 5'11, 6 foot maybe. Similarly, you know, Cooper Kaifas, Bruno Skokna, 6'3, 6'4. But on average, they're just a little bit taller than us, a little bit bigger than us. So that means we have to be scrappy and we need more guys to box out. We need more guys to crash the board so we can secure those rebounds and gain those extra possessions and limit the offensive rebounds for Missouri State. So this time out, what I see going differently, first of all, is going to be the three-point percentage. Loyola has had, we've dealt with many times on this podcast already, talking about them missing wide open threes. They did it against Missouri State in the first game out, where they shot 20% from three. Then they did it against Illinois State, where they went 5 for 25. And again, just recently against Bradley, they went 5 for 20. Those are performances that cannot happen in games like this, where first place is on the line. You need your senior guys, you need Clayton Custer, you need Marcus Towns to show up, make over 50% of their three-pointers, and hopefully you get Cooper Kiefus, you know, making two or three, and you get Bruno maybe making one or two. And you know what? Hey, let's throw Ahir Ugwuok into that conversation. Ahir needs to start shooting threes. They are leaving him alone, and you know what? Maybe take one or two if you're not feeling it. Okay, but take them if you're open and in rhythm. There was a moment at the end of the first half in the Bradley game, which we'll talk about on the next podcast, but there was a moment where time was running down, Marcus Towns drove to the basket, and he passed out to Ahir Ugwuok, who got the ball in the corner, shot a three, made it. Unfortunately, it was half a second after the buzzer went off, but he can make those shots, and you know, if it's in rhythm like that, he should shoot it. So I do think that Loyola will shoot better from three. They need to. But why I think they will is because Missouri State's three-point percentage defense ranks 352nd in all of NCAA basketball. And do you want to know how many teams there are in NCAA Division I men's basketball? There's 353. So they are second to last in all of college basketball in defending the three-pointer. We need to capitalize that on that. Someone needs to go off. Someone needs to have a good game. Someone needs to facilitate and find open guys for threes, whether it's Cameron Krutwig passing from inside from his post-ups, or whether it's Clayton Custer driving to the basket and kicking it out, or Cooper Kiefus creating for himself, or Marcus Towns creating for himself. Someone needs to figure out how to shoot the three-pointer well and shoot them more often, because Missouri State is pitiful at defending the three-pointer. Additionally, another note, a lot of these statistics, just to let you know, comes from this website that I love, and I've mentioned before on the podcast. It's called Haslametrics, and I'll just quickly spell that out for you because it is such a great resource. Haslametrics. Haslametrics. I'll also link them in my Twitter when I'm, you know, posting, or on the Facebook when I'm posting. It's a great website. There's so much data. If you're someone that likes statistics like I do, or just someone who's really into math or basketball, whatever, what have you, there's so much information on this site. It details each team. It also gives potential matchups. So, like, I can look and I will tell you what they predict the outcome of this game to be. But it has so much information. Basic stuff such as, like, field goal percentage or points per game. They also have a statistic that just ranks all college basketball teams 1 to 353. But then there's more complicated stuff. But as I was saying, so Missouri State, this Haslametrics says that Missouri State typically does worse against teams that produce more shots. So that's something to think of. Loyola typically has a very slow offense. They're near the back of the pack in pace and how many shots they get off per game. But Missouri State typically doesn't do as well when teams shoot more often. So that means maybe shooting earlier in the shot clock, or trying to get more fast break opportunities. So anything Loyola can do to secure more shots, maybe it's getting offensive rebounds and just getting more shots that way. But if they have more shots and Missouri State lets up a higher percentage of three-pointers, then that is just the key to their success there. So hopefully, you know, we're running a little bit quicker of an offense. I doubt it. I don't think that one is likely, just because we all know Porter and his offense, or if you don't, it is what it is. And they take up a lot of shot clock. They look for the best shot. And, you know, oftentimes they're shooting 25 or 28 seconds into that 30-second shot clock. So, but if that is what happens, and we do speed up the offense, that is definitely something they looked at tape, and I would tip my cap to the staff there if that's what they do, because then that means they have been looking into to Missouri State's weaknesses. Additionally, Missouri State allows the least percentage, in all of basketball of layups or dunks or close range shots. So that means I do think Cameron Krotwig might have a little bit of a rough game because that is his bread and butter. And also, anyone who drives to the basket, you know, they just don't allow that many layups. So when we do have those opportunities, we need to take advantage of them and convert on a higher percentage if we're not going to get that many layups. But that just goes to show that we need to take our chances and take more three-pointers. But I do think that this game is going to be a bit of a revenge game for Loyola. I mean, they got their behinds whooped by Missouri State. They make no mistake. Like, they got killed by Missouri State last time out, and I would have been embarrassed. So hopefully they come back, they come out here with a renewed sense of passion and with their tails on fire, and they really just, they give it their all. And that's all you can ask. I mean, you want guys diving on the floor. You want guys being physical and going up for rebounds and, you know, sticking out those elbows and, you know, just to try to defend and box out. But this is going to be a dogfight. These two teams, I would venture to say, don't like each other. If watch it on the court, you know, those guys are chirping at each other. They've played with each other. You know, Clayton Custer and Marcus Towns have played against some of these guys now for three, four years, at least for Custer's sake. It's going to be a dogfight. But I did want to get to predictions for the game. So in this website that I mentioned before, Haslametrics, you can select a team and select whether it's a home court, away game, or a neutral site game. So here I've selected Loyola Chicago, and I've selected a home game for them. And against Missouri State here, it predicts that the Loyola Chicago Ramblers will win 67-58. So that is the prediction it gives. That's a 9-point victory. That's about what I'm thinking too. I think it might end up being a little bit of a closer game towards the end. My prediction is going to be a little bit higher scoring game. I think that Loyola does speed up the pace a little bit. I think that they are going to make their three-pointers, and that just tends to lead to a higher scoring game. But I think Missouri State's going to keep up with them, and I think that they're going to give them a fight in the end. So I'm gonna go with a 75-69 victory for Loyola Chicago here. I think Marcus Towns is going to have a good game. I think he starts off by taking three-pointers and mid-range shots, and once those start falling, him attacking the rim. So I think he's going to have a 20-point performance. I think Clayton Custer finds it. I think he hits three or four three-pointers. We really, really, really need him to come back because he came back for a game or two, and now he's gone again. And also Cooper Kiefer needs to have a good game. He needs to hit from his range, which is anywhere on the court, honestly. And especially since his hair is back now. Shout out to those Cooper Kiefer hair fans. I know you're out there. Now that his hair's back, and I'm going to knock on wood because I really don't want him to cut it again. Now that his hair's back, I think his magic powers are back. And I think he's going to rebound from having a little bit of a poor performance, or shooting performance at least, against Bradley. I think he's going to come back and he's going to put up 12 or 15. But it's all going to lead to a big Loyola W in the end. And that one will feel good. Then we will be, if we do win, or when we win, sorry, when we win, we will be two games up on Missouri State and then own that tiebreaker. How it works is first it goes to head-to-head, which when we win, Loyola and Missouri State will have each won one game. And then the next tiebreaker is the net ranking, which is a ranking that the NCAA puts out. And as of right now, we have the highest net rating in our conference, so we will own that tiebreaker. Then it all kind of depends on how Drake does. Drake is also only one game behind us, but it is nice we do own that first tiebreaker since we have beat them both times this season. So winning this game really puts us in the driver's seat to win the conference. Pretty much if we beat Missouri State, they are, for most cases, out of the race to win first place, to win the regular season title. There are five games left, still a bunch of games, anything can happen. But I would feel comfortable if Loyola wins, if they're going to win three of the last five, I feel pretty good about it. And if they win four, then Drake won't catch them. They just can't. It's not possible. So this is a big game. It should be exciting. It's a sold out arena. I'm planning to get down to the stadium 4 hours before game time so I can get a good seat, and be loud and be proud and keep fighting and screaming until the end. Cause I know they use our energy on that court, and, it's going to be a good one this Sunday at 3 PM in Gentile Arena. So thank you for listening in to another episode of Podcast 63. It's been Buck here, detailing the last game between these two teams and the upcoming game on Sunday. Have a good weekend, everyone, and go Blairs.